My name is Stanley Hatzell. I'm the manager of Market Block Books, and I love books.
Stanley, thank you so much for joining me.
It is my pleasure to be here.
I'm really excited to talk to you today because this is beach season, whether it's by the lake, by the river, or at the ocean. I always need a physical book, not my Kindle, to lay on the beach and read. And so I want to hear what your recommendations are this summer.
Well, I brought some things that may not always seem to be a summer read, but certainly a couple of them are clearly meant for summertime.
Great. So what have you got for me first?
The first one is a children's picture book called Bodies Are Cool by Tyler Feder, F-E-D-E-R. Picture books tend to be for the ages 3 to 7, but really this is for all ages. And when you open up this book, it is the beauty of the human body in all shapes and sizes and all ages and all types and all colors. And it involves all of the activities that happen in the summertime, especially swimming. That's probably the main thing. So people in pools together, lots and lots and lots of bodies. And if you have a body image issue, which I tend to have when I'm in a bathing suit, this is so affirming to look at this. It just is a delight to have.
It sounds like a perfect book for me to go and pick up. What else have you got for us?
The second one is a middle grade, kind of eight years old and up graphic novel by Ira Marks. And Ira Marks is a local artist who has done workshops at the Troy Public Library on creating graphic novels, and they do it with all ages. So he pairs up, one time he paired up this 80-year-old person with a 7-year-old, and they created a cartoon together. So he's really talented. He's got a great rapport with kids, and this is his first big deal novel that actually made a big splash last week in the New York Times for top children's books. And it's kind of like a look at Jaws from a totally different point of view. It is Martha's Vineyard. There's a mechanical shark involved, and there's kids and a contest and all kinds of craziness ready to happen.
A book about Jaws during the summer.
It's not Jaws because it's a mechanical shark.
Right. A book that sort of references Jaws in the summer gives me the shivers. I had to stay out of the water for a while after that movie when I was a kid.
It's an homage. And yes, I had to stay out of the water for years after that movie.
You know, Stanley, one of the things I love about Market Block Books is how it features authors from this area. So I'm so glad that you put an author from the area on this list.
Oh, and Ira is really worth everybody's attention. He is remarkable.
So what else have you got?
The next one is another for 8 to 12-year-old range, but I tell you, anybody of any age will love this book. It's called The Silver Arrow by Lev Grossman, who has only written adult fiction, one being The Magician's Trilogy, which is sort of like Harry Potter with lots of sex and drugs, but it's not Harry Potter. It's a magic school.
Mm.
But this one features a young girl whose 11th birthday is coming up, and her parents really aren't involved in the idea of this birthday. And of all things, she has a millionaire uncle who shows up with a present, which is a bright silver steam engine. And of course, the mother and the father panic, and they're angry. And he says, "Don't worry, I put a track in the back of the house in the night with cushioned hammer so you wouldn't hear it and I wouldn't wake you up." So they take it out to the back and the engine starts by itself and the kids are on it. And the uncle says, "I think you better get off." And the train takes off with the kids. And this begins an amazing, amazing adventure. They learn how to run the train. They also get to choose cars for the train, what kind of cars they need to have besides passenger cars. Kate, the main character, wants to have a library car, and it's a car full of great books, and they reference books all the time. And then Tom, the younger brother, wants a candy car, and it's filled with all kinds of candies. And there's more. So they begin their journey, and they start picking up passengers, except their passengers are animals of all types. And they have, like, a ticket in their beak, and they have to transport them, take them to whatever their destination is. It's a book talking about extinction, animal extinction. It's also about migration. It's also about climate issues. It is so beautifully written, it'll blow your socks off when you get to the end.
So you said that this book was for middle readers, but that anybody could enjoy it. And I'm so glad you said that because this sounds like a perfect book for me.
It really is a joy. It'll touch your heart deeply.
All right. What's next on the list, Stanley?
The next one is a quirky little book called The Half Acre Homestead by Lloyd Kahn and Leslie Creed. Lloyd Kahn was the former shelter editor of the Whole Earth Catalog. and he's published other books, but this is about how they took a vacant lot and they built their home on it, and then they created this garden full of vegetables and chickens and bees and goats. And of course, being Lloyd Kahn, they never paid for the land. They never paid rent for it. They just took over the land. So I love this idea of kind of being a nomad. And I think it could work in city lots and places where you can grow this lush, amazing garden.
It seems like there are some places in Troy that could use some kind of an urban homesteader like that.
Absolutely. And, you know, it doesn't have to be grand as this, but the book is full of photos. And it's sort of a lifetime book, how they did this over decades. But it's still something I think we could achieve in all these abandoned spaces we have here in Troy.
What a great suggestion. Do you have any other books on your list for me today?
Yeah, the next two are pretty intense. They're big, fat reads, so maybe not for the lake, but you never know what you're going to do with this kind of book. First one is called How the Word is Passed, and it's a reckoning with the history of slavery across America. This is by Clint Smith, who I should say he's a poet, which means he knows how to deal with words and sculpt words into beautiful sentences and phrases and concepts. And he doesn't hold back on the issues of slavery and how we really don't acknowledge slavery in our history. I think this will hurt to read and hurt in a good way, because I think it helps us to wake up to reality. And he talks about the Angola prison in Louisiana. It's a former plantation that got turned into a maximum security prison, and it's filled with mostly black men. And they work this 18,000-acre land, and they virtually have no pay. So modern-day slavery exists right there in Louisiana.
Right now. I mean, Angola prison is still,
yes,
is still running.
Yes, it is. So this book is filled with these kinds of examples and much more. Honestly, you'll start this summer, you'll take it through the fall for sure.
And your last book?
It's called, and the title is very, very long, A True History of the United States, Indigenous Genocide, Radicalized Slavery, Hyper-Capitalism, Militarist Imperialism, and Other Overlooked Aspects of American Exceptionalism, by Daniel Sjursen. I don't know how to pronounce his name. S-J-U-R-S-E-N, Sjursen. Another big, fat, honking book of 680 pages. He was a West Point grad and a professor at West Point, and he is looking at really all the aspects of U.S. history that never get taught and never get talked about and are buried or forgotten or actually really hidden from view. And I there's a quote in the blurb of this book by Chris Hedges, who is a big fan of Sanctuary for Independent Media, so I thought I'd include that. I'm going to read that to you if I can.
Oh, sure, please.
He says, the author exposes the dominant historical narrative as at best myth and at times a lie. He brings out from the shadows those who struggled, often at the cost of their own lives, for equality and justice. Their stories, so often ignored or trivialized, give us examples of who we should emulate and who we must become, as Chris Hedges.
Wow, it sounds like a perfect addition to kind of the trilogy of The People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn and Jill Lepore's This America. This sounds like a necessary addition to make a trio of required reading.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Stanley, thank you for bringing these books to talk about today and giving us a sense of what we might want to throw in our beach bag, both the heavy and the light. I also want to acknowledge that this may be, I think this is, right, your last interview with us talking about books. You're moving on.
Yes, it is. I've had such a joy doing these shows and working at Market Block Books, but it's time for me to retire.
What's next for you?
It's a big, great unknown. I certainly have things to do. I have some plans for travel, but not later, not till later. I'm really cautious about traveling right now. I have a lot of books I haven't read yet that I want to get to, and I want to do some writing.
Oh, fantastic. Maybe we can have you back as an author or to share your travel experiences.
You never know.
Stanley, thank you so much for your service to the community, for promoting books on this show and in other areas of your life, and I wish you all the best.
Corinne, thank you so much. It really has been an honor to do this. And honestly, books have just been the center of joy in my life.